Five couples and a handful of supporters carry baskets of petitions through Capitol Security first thing Thursday morning. Donna Brown was among them. She says the petitions ask Bondi to stop treating gay people as second-class citizens.
I honor and respect her position as the Attorney General, and I know that some attorney generals in other states have said the same thing. It's their duty and their right to defend the Constitution, and I get that.
But Brown says other AGs have chosen to stay out of the issue, while at least 25 judges have struck down same-sex marriage bans as unconstitutional. Florida's Monroe County decision was last Thursday, and Bondi's appeal activated a stay that prevents gay marriage in Florida, at least for now. But Brown says she and her partner of 9 years are confident their upcoming nuptials at Southwood Golf Club will be legal.
We picked a November date.
Not this year.
We did. That's how positive we were thinking.
Joy Lynn Lewis and Sheila Ortiz Taylor also carried a basket of petitions.
She's my spouse of 23 years.
24.
Who's counting?
The couple married in California and are hoping to see their union recognized by their home state.
We need the right equal access to our partners. It is essential that we have those legal rights. And that's all we're asking for. You don't have to like us, but we're cute. We're very cute.
In addition to the appeal in the Monroe County case, Bondi has filed briefs in defense of Florida's gay marriage ban in federal court. Judges have yet to rule in two federal cases and another county case in Miami. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.